Good morning, everyone. And a very warm welcome to you all. A big congratulations for actually getting here this morning, traversing the roadblocks. We all may need a roadmap or a sat-nav to get home, but that's another story. We're very pleased this morning. We have a lot of visitors with us today, and so he is going to introduce two of them.
Our saying Korean. 킹스턴에 있는 한국 축제에서 브러쉬라는 연극을 해주시기 위해서 한국에서 오신 두 분이 계십니다. 서상권 송경숙 선생님 일어나 주실까요? 네. 네. 킹스턴 유나이티드 리폼 처치는 성도님들을 너무 환영하고 그리고 함께 예배드릴 수 있어서 너무 감사드립니다. 이분들은 킹스턴과 에딘버러 그리고 킹스크로스를 다니시면서 한 달 동안 연극을 해주실 텐데요. 한 달여간의 여정 동안 건강하시고 그리고 연극을 통해서 하나님의 사랑을 전하시는 그런 귀한 시간 되시기를 기도합니다. 감사합니다.
A broad translation. Our two visitors who stood up are actually acting at the Rose Theatre. So that's why we wanted to give them a special welcome. But we welcome also anyone who's visiting with us today because we know we do have quite a few visitors. The reason I'm standing here and not Kathy is because Kathy is unwell. So I'm sure you'll join me in sending her good wishes for a speedy recovery. On the service paper and on the screen, there has been a notice about Anne Patterson's funeral, just to remind you all that that is this week. It's been a week of weddings, don't I know it. Yesterday we celebrated the wedding of Kate and Peter, and you will recall that Kate stood here last week and promised us all cake and bubbly. And sure enough, that's what we have in the hall after the service. So you're all welcome to join and celebrate their wedding. But there will also be tea and coffee, if that's your preference. Today, this is our first service. There is also an interactive service at 11:30, led by Stuart and Maddie, and a reflective service at 6:30. Next Saturday, we have a Beatle drive between 5 and 7. If you've never played Beatle before, I do urge you to come along. It's a very quiet, easygoing game, you know. It's a great fun game. It is a great fun game. All levels are welcome because you will pick it up really, really easily if you've never played it before. Please come along. I think there'll be a retiring collection in aid of the Acorn Fund. Today, after the 11:30 service, a group are going out for lunch. So if you've nothing else to do and would like to do that, you're welcome to join them. So that's going to be probably from about half 12, quarter to one. Next Sunday, there will be a bring and share lunch, and then there will be the start of some training we're doing on dementia awareness. So you are welcome to come to one or both of those activities. So that's a bring and share lunch after the we've got one service next week at 11 o'clock and then some training on dementia awareness. And finally, Sally.
I know that's a lot of notices, but there's just one more notice because I did say to you that I'd keep you updated about Messy Church, and for various reasons I didn't do that last week. A couple of weeks ago we had Messy Church and we heard the story about the paralysed man who got lowered through the roof and was healed by Jesus. And we even made Palestinian houses out of malted milk biscuits, which was quite impressive. They got eaten quite quickly afterwards, but they looked good at the time. We had 22 guests, and all of them, our last Messy Church, are people that we now consider to be regulars, so that was good. A highlight was singing the Wiggle song, which the children continued to sing even after our worship time was over. I want to do a Messy Church in August, which we don't normally do. A number of our regular volunteers are away. What I would like to do is I'd like to go outside to a local park and do some activities and games. I'm not asking anyone to participate physically in those games, if that's not your thing. But it would be nice to have one or two church members just there to chat to the guests, to make friends with the parents, that kind of thing, and just to sort of support me, help me carry things and things like that. So if anyone can help, please come and see me afterwards, because I'd really appreciate a few more people, even if you've never done Messy Church before. Okay? Thank you. 24th of August. So it's not the last Monday of the month, because that's a bank holiday. So we're going to do it on the 24th of August. Okay? Thank you.
We join together and hear these words from the psalmist. The Lord opened the doors of heaven and rained down manna to eat. He gave grain of heaven. Mortals ate the bread of angels and they were filled. So we come to receive the bread of life, to be sustained and to be resourced, to be renewed, encouraged, and to be blessed. We join to sing, praise to the Lord, the Almighty.
It's like one of those party games, isn't it, where the you know, half the words are missing and you've got to work out. we all know that a lot better now. Let's join together to pray. Let's pray. As we prepare to hear words of scripture, we pray that you would draw us into a deeper understanding, give us a clarity of thought, give us an openness, give us an eagerness of the Spirit to receive all that you have to say to us. We pray that you would give us eyes to see, to really see, hearts that believe, really believe, and minds that understand and really understand, and lives that will proclaim that you are the living bread. Christ, the living God, we adore and we bless you, for you give to us the essentials of life. Most of all, you give to us yourself, that you would fill our deepest needs. Help us, O God, to be slow to complain and quick to share. And lead us in depth of believing in you, our friend, our teacher, our Savior. Lord, we pray. Amen. Say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be our name. Our kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Jesus described himself in a number of different ways as I am the vine, true living water, I am the, and one of the I am the's was bread. I am the bread, he said, I am the bread. Now, he lived in a culture where bread was the thing. That's easy, accessible, cheap food. I am the bread. Ordinary, every day, I am the bread. Not excite, not I am the cake, not I am the sweets, not I am the glass of fizzy wine. I am the bread. So it's not about special times like us gathering on a Sunday. It's not about the great huge spiritual highs or the fantastic happy times. It's the ordinary, the everyday. So if Jesus had been Chinese or Korean, he would have said, I am the rice. He would have said, I am the rice. The ordinary everyday. If he'd been Scottish, which of course you all know he actually was, it would have been the lentil, not the fried Mars bar, that's a lie. I am the... lentils. Haggis has got lentils in it. Ordinary, 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 ordinary. So tomorrow morning, when you get up, before you get up, you'll remember that Jesus is the one transforming your ordinary, everyday journeys with us in all the choices, the little stuff that together make a holy and a good life. We're going to sing. Jesus the Lord says,
thank you.
So the reading in John is in the context of the feeding of the 5,000. In a world where if the bread stops, then people go hungry. And to remind us that God is concerned about our need for bread to eat and about our need for the bread of life. A relationship of belief and trust in Christ who can satisfy us to the full. And Phil Thompson will read this passage to us.
Chapter 6, the Gospel of John, and it's on page 124 in the Bible, beginning to read at verse 24. When the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they got into those boats and went to Capernaum, looking for him. When the people found Jesus on the other side of the lake, they said to him, "Teacher, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "I am telling you the truth. You are looking for me because you ate the bread and had all you wanted, not because you understood my miracles. Do not work for food that goes bad. Instead, work for the food that lasts for eternal life. This is the food which the Son of Man will give you, because God, the Father, has put his mark of approval on him." So they asked him, "What can we do in order to do what God wants us to do?" Jesus answered, "What God wants you to do is to believe in the one he sent." They replied, "What miracle will you perform so that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, just as the scripture says, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" "I am telling you the truth," Jesus said, "what Moses gave to you was not the bread from heaven. It is my Father who gives you the real bread from heaven. For the bread that God gives is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they asked him, "give us this bread always." "I am the bread of life," Jesus told them. "Those who come to me will never be hungry. Those who believe in me will never be thirsty." May God add to our understanding of his holy word. Thanks be to God.
Amen. So the context is we have the feeding of the 5,000 men, 20,000 people. Then Jesus walks on the water to the other side of the lake. Then the crowd hunt Jesus down. They want bread, and they want bread forever. And they point back to Moses, and he speaks of eternal life that comes from belief. What do we have to do? We have to believe. Believe what? We have to believe in him. And what does that mean? And what does that mean for the crowd, and what does that mean for us? It means you want to know more about him. You want to study, you want to pray, you want to talk about him, you want to talk to him, you want to learn about him, you want to have your life shaped by him. To make him the basis of moral choices, the way that we use time, the way that we use money. That he would be the one that would shape the way that we relate to the environment, to other people, and the doing activity would flow because of him. It starts with him. It all starts with him. It doesn't end with him. But for the Christian, a life well lived starts with him. He shapes our lives. Him. And his name is Jesus. And we believe that he is the Christ. And that is it. There's nothing else to say. And on our deathbeds, when we recall the stuff that we had, the things that we bought, the places we saw, the committees we were on, that might be all fine and dandy. That might be absolutely okay. But only if it flowed from him. He is food for our deepest hungers, our loneliness, our failed relationships, our bad decisions in marriage, our singleness, the things that we said, the things that we didn't say and we know we should have said and we didn't. He is the one who is able to stay with us when others would run away. But if he's going to fill our deepest hungers, do we know what our deepest hungers are? Or are we so busy pretending that our stuff and our activity is enough that we do not let the Holy Spirit meet the real people that we are? Frightened of failure, scared of death, worried about old age, overwhelmed by responsibility. He is the food for our deepest hungers. So Jesus responds to us as he did to the crowd. And he said, "Throw your lot in with the one that God has sent. That kind of commitment gets you into God's work. Throw your lot in with the one that God has sent. That kind of commitment gets you into God's work." That is John chapter 6, verse 29 in the Message translation. To believe is to trust that God is doing something new, that human created conditions and circumstances cannot undermine or negate. To believe is to submit everything, even our highest stake issues, to God's saving work in Jesus. To believe is not so much what we do as being open to what God is doing. It's not all about you. So when I hear this story, I don't know about you, but man, I get cheesed off with the crowd. I find them so irritating. Jesus leaves them, clears off, he goes across the lake. And I want to say to them, look, lads and lasses, you've had your turn. You got your bread. Now, sling your hook. It's other people's turn. But instead of that, they follow him. They will not leave him alone. I want to say to them, stay quiet, clear off. There's another group of people who need his help and his intervention. But they catch up with him. And these people are the ones who were there for the feeding of the 5,000, and still do they arrive with Jesus and they fall down on their faces and they believe? No, do they? Heck is like. They want another sign. And I think of them as a bunch of idiots and a bunch of fools. That is until I think of myself. Until I think of us. We know what it is to be fed by Jesus and still not trust that he will feed us. We know what it is as a community to have our resources supplied. I know what it is as an individual to have my resources supplied and still not trust that he will come up with the goods. And we shape our life together, not on the certainty of his promises, but on our frail faith. And after so much blessing. And it just feels that I and we do not learn. We are like that terribly needy teenager in love for the first time. Prove that you love me. Prove it, prove it, prove it. Again and again. And God, who is generous, does. And still we hold back and still we ask for more. How strange we are. So we come to the table. And we arrive at the table with empty hands. And we come together to the table. In our tradition, you do not do Holy Communion on your own. It's not Holy Communion if you're by yourself. So being together at the Lord's table matters. And we come that our deepest hungers would be met and we would be fed. And it's symbolized in bread and it's symbolized in wine. And the amounts are such that they hint at something else. And we are responsible for picking up that hint, accepting, following. We are invited. The question is, will we throw in our lot with him, or will we paddle on the edges like the crowd? We join to pray. Gracious God, we pray for those who find it hard to believe that their lives can change. Who feel that they'll never find work. That there'll never be peace in their country. Who despair that they will ever be well, or the person that they love will ever be well. Those who despair that they will never be able to be forgiven. That their lives will ever mean anything. Those who struggle to believe in themselves and struggle to believe in you. And at this time in the life of our country, we pray for those who struggle every night and try to get into this country. We pray for the situation that's going on in Calais. And for the drivers in their lorries in Kent. and for those who are desperate in camps in Syria. And for the politicians, those in local government and those in national government. Come, Lord Jesus. Be strength to those who feel weak. Be food to those who would feed themselves with rubbish. And be to us the center of our lives. And we pray in your name. Amen. So let us continue our worship as we make our offering. So let us pray. O God, we humbly admit that we search so often for bread that perishes rather than bread of eternal life. We foolishly think that happiness and fulfillment can be attained from our own hands rather than from your hands. We offer these gifts with the promise that you have already given us the bread of heaven. You are the bread of life. We come seeking to never be hungry or thirsty again. Amen. It's one of the continuing battles in the life of this church is for me to remember to tell you about the communion offering as you leave. I always forget. I've only been here 18 years and I've mentioned it once, but I'll continually forget. And I want to tell you that if you make an offering as you leave today, I'm going to use that money to... it's the only bit of money I decide where it goes. I am going to use it to help those people who will have difficulty getting to the church weekend. There will be some people for whom the church weekend will cost too much money. That is where some of that money is going to go. Okay? Hurrah, I told you. Marvellous. Right, elders. We join together to sing 452, let us break bread together in the Lord. 452. Gathered round a table. That is where Jesus often met people. Gathered round the table of Matthew, of Zacchaeus, of Simon, of Peter, of Lazarus, of Martha, of Mary. The tables of Joanna, Susanna. Gathered round a table is where Jesus would see people face to face. He would listen to their stories. He would share their laughter. And here we are, gathered round a table. Because this is where Jesus has promised to be. So accept his invitation and feel welcome at his table. Jesus Christ is the one who welcomes us here. Offers to us a foretaste of eternal life and invites us to be his guests. What we do here is because it is Jesus' will. For it was he who once in an upper room sat at a meal with his disciples. And during the meal he took bread, and when he had blessed it, he broke it and said to his disciples, "This is my body, it is given for you. Do this to remember me." Later in the meal, he took a cup of wine, and after having given thanks, he said, "In this cup is the new relationship with God made possible because of my death. Drink it, all of you, to remember me." So we will do what Jesus did. We will take this bread, we will take this wine. The produce of the earth, the work of human hands, through which Jesus has promised to make himself known. And as he gave thanks, so we will give thanks. Let us pray. In the name of Jesus, the Lord of the ordinary and the extraordinary, of bread and of miracles, of this world and the world beyond our boundaries. We thank you, God, that when we trust in you, you overcome the doubts that make us say it can't be done and persuade us to respond with, "Help us to do it." We thank you, God, that you anticipate our needs, our real needs, and provide for them, even in unexpected ways. We thank you, God, that you are present in the companionship and conversation that develop as we meet and eat and share together. We thank you, God, that you are present with us through bread, through wine, and through one another. We thank you, God, that in times of jeopardy, we call your name and you are there with us. Pour out your Spirit on these gifts. Transform that which is ordinary into that which is extraordinary. This bread, this wine, these people. And thank you that we may remember Jesus and all that he has done for us. And remember Jesus, who offers us welcome. Thanks be to you, O God. Amen. Some practical things. The elders will serve you where you are. When you get the bread, the plate that's got bread in it, you'll see that there is a rather fetching little cupcake case, which has got bread in it for those of us who have issues with wheat and gluten. And when you get the bread, have a moment and then eat it. And when you get the wine, please hold it and then we will all drink together. And the wine has no alcohol in it, which means that all of us, even those of us who have issues with alcohol, we may all drink. But we believe that this is the Lord's table, it is not ours, and we believe that we are all welcome here. We will offer you bread, we will offer you wine. If you'd rather not eat and drink, then pass the elements by. But know that choice is yours. The Lord Jesus took bread, he blessed it, he broke it, he said, "This is my body, it is broken for you." He took wine. "This is my blood," he said. "It is shed for you." These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. The body of Christ. blood of Christ. So let us pray. Thank you for feeding us. With these symbols of bread and wine that remind us that you would feed our deepest hungers. Help us to let you. Give us the faith and the confidence that we can turn to you and you will deliver. May we be among those who tell the good news of your gracious generosity, Lord our God. And may this table inspire us so to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our final hymn, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah, you'll find it number 345. Let us go now, for we have been fed. We have shared the living bread. We have been grafted to the vine. We have tasted heaven's new wine. Let us go now, for we have been blessed. Jesus has called each one of us his guest. God knows our name and says that we are wanted and our lives are held in God's hands. Let us go now and go in Christ's own peace. And the blessing of God the Almighty, the Creator, the Son, and the Spirit be with us for now, forever. Amen.